ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். கணானாம் த்வா கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜ்யேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்பத ஸ்ருண்வன்னோதிபிஃ சீத சாதனம். ஸ்ரீ மஹாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சர்வஸ்ய சாஹம் ஹ்ருதி சந்நிவிஷ்டம் மத்த ஸ்மிருதி ஞானமபோஹனஞ்ச வேதைஶ்ச ஸர்வைரஹமேவ வேத்யஃ வேதாந்தக்ருத் வேத விதேவ சாஹம். மத்தஹ ஸ்மிருதிஹி, மத்தஹ ஃப்ரம் மீ, ஃப்ரம் மீ மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வர. நவ் ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வர ஸ்மிருதி மீன்ஸ் ரெக்கலக்ஷன். தட் இஸ் வாட் ஸ்மிருதி இஸ், ரெக்கலக்ஷன். யூ ரெக்கலக்ட் சம்திங். ஸோ வென் யூ ரெக்கலக்ட் சம்திங், that comes from Ishvara. You see, now Ishvara should be where? Suppose he is sitting in Vaikuntha, you recollect something, or he is in the clouds, seven up. So then the recollection should come from there. Like in movies they show some ray of light coming from there and comes here. And so it should happen like that. But then, interesting thing is, Ishvara is not away. Ishvara is in the heart. In fact, Ishvara is everywhere. Sarvam khalvidam brahma. But then, if Ishvara is everywhere, why do you say Ishvara is in the heart? So, and why not Ishvara is in the neck or head? Some people say that also. In India, you are free to say anything. There is freedom. Anyway, heart is an important part of the human being, the most important thing. Of all organs, heart is the most important thing. That's why to get a seat in cardiology is very difficult. Because there is so much competition for it. And also, heart is not only an important organ physically, but also, all feelings arise in the heart. All feelings. And every action originates in a feeling. You have a feeling and then that comes out as action. And what is human life? It is nothing but series of actions. Life is life in action. And action comes from feeling. Feeling originates in the heart. And so heart is the most important place. No surprise, Bhagavan chose to abide in the heart rather than in the head and all that. So Bhagavan is sitting from here. And therefore, the recollection, you remember something that comes from the heart. And the heart is the seat of Ishvara. And the recollection comes from the heart. You see, the beauty of saying God is in heart, the significance of that statement, it is such an amazing statement. So it means a few things. One, so you may not lose your heart, that you will be able to realize God or not, because God is in the heart, so don't lose heart. So be happy. You will realize. There cannot be a better consoling truth than that. So that is the beauty of that statement. And how to prove God is in the heart? Because matta smrutihi, the recollection, whatever is coming from the heart, recollection coming from the heart, it has its blessing of Ishvara sitting in the heart. So, Ishvara is sitting in the heart of every living being. So, every human being, living being we say, but every human being So that becomes more relevant, you know. So that means what? Every person. No distinction whatsoever. Whosoever, every person. Virtuous or sinful, doesn't matter. And foolish or intelligent. Some people are very intelligent, highly intellectually accomplished. Some are very dumb. So doesn't matter. It makes no difference whatsoever. That is the beauty of it. You see, people find it very hard to raise above these opposites. So, virtuous, sinful. You see, they divide the society into good and evil. So, these are good people, these are evil people. And who are you to divide like that? And then, you want to support good people. Okay, go and support good people. No, I will not go and support good people. I will go and fight the evil people. That is how good will come up. Another way. No, and then imagine that is how you have to protect dharma. That is not how you protect dharma. Protect dharma, look within. See what is dharma in you and what is adharma in you. And get rid of adharma in you and cultivate dharma in you. That is how you have to protect. So it is like there should be charity in the world. Therefore, push everybody, okay, give. Are you give first? Anyway, so that is a little digression. Therefore, every person, virtuous or sinful, doesn't matter. Foolish or intelligent, doesn't matter. You see, in physics or chemistry or mathematics, it makes a difference. Foolish or intelligent. It makes a difference. They won't give seat. So unless you are intelligent, they won't give MIT. They won't give seat to you, unless you are intelligent. No, foolish or intelligent, Atma is same, please give me seat. They won't give. So there it matters. So you want to take Vedanta to that level? That is Vedanta also part of that game only? The game of opposites? You are wrong. Vedanta is not the game of opposites. In Vedanta there are no opposites. You transcend all the opposites. So whether the person is virtuous or sinful, intelligent or foolish, male or female, doesn't make any difference. And then more important, sick or healthy makes no difference. Doesn't matter. Ishvara is sitting in the heart. The person may be in a hospital or he may be in a sports arena, winning the team's game. Doesn't matter. Ishvara is there in the heart. Poor or rich, doesn't matter. So, no caste, no creed, no race, no religion, no nationality, no regionalism, nothing. Nothing matters. In every human being's heart, there is God. And every single individual, whatever category that he may fall into, the opposites that I have described, he is fit to realize God in his own heart. He is fit. That is the statement. What a significance of that statement. And so then one question remains unanswered that I will answer. If God is everywhere, why only heart? I only raised the question. It is like water. Water is everywhere. In the atmosphere water is there, and the underground water is there. But if you want to water, drink water, you go to a well and take some water, bring up some water with a rope and a vessel and all that. So you have to bring it up. Then only you can drink it. It is not important whether it is everywhere. So similarly, God is everywhere, but you have to dig out the God. Where? Hrudi. Hrudayam is like the well. And how do you know there is God there? Matta smrutihi, Ishvara is sitting there. Recollection comes from there only. Recollection is of two kinds. One comes from here, and one comes from here. The recollection coming from here is a jiva's recollection, ego's recollection. That is not the smruti that we are talking about. Like, you recollect you resort to recollection. Remember, you resort to remember. Oh, I forgot, let me remember, like that. You scratch your head and I remember, like that. I saw this guy somewhere, let me remember, now I remember, this is the guy with whom I fought last year. That is what it is. That is not Ishvara, that is not coming from Ishvara, that is not Mattaha. So, a recollection which doesn't have the stamp of a jiva, which doesn't have the stamp of ego, that kind of a recollection. So any kind of recollection, for example, that kind of recollection, you do not resort to such a recollection. It is always spontaneous and natural. Natural recollection, spontaneous recollection. And so whenever that happens, it is coming from a source deeper than intellectual memory. There is a memory, and every thought arises from memory, not necessarily recollection. All thought comes from memory, not necessarily recollection. But the recollection coming from the memory, it is not coming from God. That is all jiva srishti. So it is coming from the ego's memory. No. It is coming from a deeper source, means a source deeper than the mind itself, memory itself. That is the Atma. From there, it is the Atma coming from Atma, not from the mind. So that kind of a recollection is coming from Ishvara. That is Ishvara. You see, a person knocked on the door. I opened the door. He was standing there. Elderly person, I was standing. And I looked into his eyes. He is a soft, good-looking person. Good-looking means a pious-looking, simple person. And I never saw him. Who is he? Who is this gentleman? I wanted to say, please come in. I said, please come in. He did not come in. He stood there. And he was looking at me. And then I remembered, oh my God, he is a friend from my university days. I saw him 30, 40 years back. I remembered. This remembrance is not something that I resorted to. I was not taxing my brain to get out who is he. That is not what I am doing. It happened spontaneously. And now I knew it came from Atma. It did not come from here. Some example I gave you. Therefore, any recollection that is spontaneous, natural, and coming from the heart instead of brain, so that recollection is from me, matta smrutihi, jnanam. So, you see, jnanam is knowledge, any knowledge that happens. So you get an insight of the truth, you get an insight. That insight comes from Ishvara. It is like Newton got the knowledge of, he knew the law of gravity, a universal law it is. He knew it. And how did he know it? He knew it from his memory. It was not there in memory. It was not there in memory. Apple fruit is there, apple tree is there in memory. Only that much is there. He was a professor and he was having a feud with another professor also. Newton was like that. He was having all those problems. Like in a professional institution, and there are many people working at equal level, there will be jealousies and competition and all those things. Some of that, less or more. So Newton was also like that. So his memory is not contributing law of gravity. His memory only contributes. So what should I do to score a point against this guy? That only memory contributes. Memory won't give you law of gravity. Law of gravity came from a deeper source. And this source, which is deeper than mind, the knowledge happens in the mind, it shines in the mind, but doesn't originate in the mind. Suppose I say 2 into 3, how much? 6. That has originated in the mind, the result, 6. It came in the mind. It has originated in the mind. But a law of gravity doesn't happen like that. You have by hearted the mathematics table, multiplication table, so you remember. That is not what we are talking about. That comes from here. So Newton, he knew. he knew. Without his personal effort, he knew. In fact, when you put in personal effort, you won't know. You remain mediocre. That insight is not the result of personal effort. The egoic effort won't give you that. Patanjali Maharshi considered this issue and he called it prajna. That effulgence of knowledge. Prajna. Jna is knowledge. Pra is effulgence. Pra is always like that. That upasarga enhances the meaning, brings an effulgence to the same. Meaning doesn't change, it remains the same but gets enhanced. Prajna means the effulgence of knowledge. So that is the prajna. And in that prajna, there is truth always. It is filled with the truth. Ratambhara tatra prajna. Tatra, he is talking about samadhi. Where you transcend the mind and abide in the Atma, tatra drashtu swarupeva sthanam. So when the person abides in his own swarupa, tada drashtu swarupeva sthanam, yogas chitta vritti nirodhaha, you transcend the mind and you go into your own swarupa as the witnessing awareness, that is the meaning of drashta. And when you abide that, there, that is the source of an effulgence of wisdom, knowledge. And in that knowledge, there is never any untruth. In the knowledge of the brain, the egoic knowledge, sometimes it goes this way, sometimes it goes the other way. It is right and it is wrong. Right and wrong, both are there. But not in the insight. Insight is never wrong. It is always right. What you figure out with your brain, with your vasanas, That is mostly wrong only. Occasionally it could be right, but quite often it is wrong. And it remains in the domain of the empirical or transient thing. World is like that. It is very empirical. Empirical in the sense it is unreal, transient, unreal. It's all a show. There is no truth in it. And the memory, that is part of the show. You recollect things of this show. That is not originating from Ishvara. So, that jnanam, smriti we have seen, jnanam coming from the inside Atma. So that jnanam, like law of gravity. That's why he is called a rishi. Newton is a rishi. Sarvam khalvidam brahma is the vision of a rishi. So, neha nanasti kinchana. There is nothing plurality around you. That is the vision of a rishi. That is not the vision of a worldly person. For the worldly person, it is all plural only. And also divided. Not only plural, but also divided. It is not the worldly person's vision. It is not a professor's vision, a university professor's vision. Neha nanasti kinchana. It is the vision of a rishi who has transcended the mind. And hence, who has transcended the world. Because what you call world is nothing but the movement of the mind. You please just think about it. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi used to say, what world is, your idea of the world is the world. There is no other world. That is the world. Anyway, so we don't go into that now. So, therefore, that jnanam, like rishi, rishihi darshanat, a rishi, he discovers. The cover is removed. The cover, a screen of thoughts thrown up by the hyperactive mind. That is the cover. That cover is removed. And suppose you see an apple tree and a fruit falling. Array, let me collect that fruit immediately, otherwise my neighbor will take away. That is what you will think. That is the cover. Or, ayayo, fruit has fallen, it is unripe fruit, I lost, what will I do with that fruit? It will not be tasty. So, this is the unripe, this is the mind. That doesn't give you any vision, any insight. And the insight comes from a deeper source. And that's why Newton is called a rishi. Swami Vivekananda put Newton in the category of rishis. And Einstein is a rishi. Einstein was not there when Vivekananda was around. That's why he did not put him into rishis. So anyway, therefore these are the rishis. And the jnanam they got from the inner source, which is Atma, which is Brahman, matta smrtir jnanam apohanancha. Then that smrti only, you see, suppose you remember something of the world, that is not this smrti. Remembering something of the world is not called smrti. You may construe it like that, but that is not what it is. Remembering something of the world is called chintanam. You are mulling over the world. It is called chintanam. It is not called smrti in this context. Because when you mull over the world, you have a sense of doership associated with it, that you are doing something about the world. You are the doer. Whereas when the smrti, that recollection coming from the Atma, in that you will not have a sense of doership. You recollect, you see the truth. You see the truth. That's it. There is no sense of doership there. I created this, it will not be there. Suddenly you see the truth. And when you see the truth, the copywriting ego, this is my truth, will not be there. That is the copywriting ego. It will not be there. Patenting and copywriting ego will come later probably, but it is not there when the truth is seen. And so, that is how it happens. Suddenly, they say, Bill Gates, in those days, there's DOS, Windows, some such words are there. Not even Windows is not yet discovered. It is MS Office, I think. DOS, maybe. So, he saw something. And immediately he wrote on a piece of paper and verified with his friend. And it is just two pages of program, software, the very first software program, 2 pages, operating system. And then he rushed to IBM, because IBM people were struggling with computers in those days. And gave these papers to them, come on, let us do something about it. So they said how much investment it will be needed, this, that. So finally they said, no, we don't have funds for this now. Then he created his own empire. Therefore, what I mean to say is, when he got it, it is not Bill Gates' knowledge. Later it became proprietary knowledge. It became his knowledge. And what did it bring? It brought some wealth. What will he do with the wealth? He has to give it in a donation again. He has to try to make some fulfillment out of that. By keeping it with himself, he won't get fulfillment. I am not talking so much about a person, just indicating a situation. So he is wise enough to see that in holding there is no fulfillment, in giving there is fulfillment. Anyway, that is the point. It comes from a source deeper than the ego, deeper than the memory, deeper than the intellect. And that source is Ishvara, that is the Atma. Natta smrtihi jnanam. Those two happen. Smrti and jnanam, they come. Then comes apohanam. Apohanam, you see, why only Newton got it? Why nobody else got it? Because Newton's heart is same as everybody else's heart. Atma is sitting in everybody else's heart. And Newton sees what everybody else saw, a fruit falling. And then how come that jnanam, that effulgence of knowledge came to Newton's mind from his heart, but it did not come to anybody else? What could be the reason? It did not come to another heart. Even for Newton, he must have seen the fruit falling 100 times. It did not come. It remained covered up. Apohanam. The smriti doesn't happen. The jnanam, both do not happen. Apohanam applies to both. Smritihi and jnanam. Both do not happen. They just remain covered. Atma is there. They can, if Atma is the source is there with everybody. It is like there is groundwater in your neighbor's ground underneath. In your ground underneath also there is groundwater. But when you want to put a pipe and bring it, you come across a stone. You won't be able to get tap into that groundwater. Whereas the next neighbor, he puts a pipe and he gets it. That stone is not there for him. That stone is sitting here. Same way. That is the apohanam. And Shankara explains it. There must be some purity of heart, some punyam. The heart should be pure. So he says, punyakarminam, punyakarmanurodhena jnanasmurti bhavataha. Those whose heart is pure, Atma is common to all. Atma is the source of jnanam and smurti. You must have some punyam in you, means your heart must be pure. Then that jnanam and smurti, they come up, they spring up. And tatha papakarminam, papakarmanu rupena, smurti jnana yoha apohanam. So people whose minds are impure, and so who are fragmented, who are conflicted, who always think in terms of the opposites, do not see the reality beyond the opposites. So their mind will only be contriving and planning and manipulating, and only that way it will remain. It will never get that insight, the smriti, and that effulgence of knowledge. That won't happen. It remains covered up. And so, I won't reveal myself in such a mind. I keep myself covered. You see, suppose you sit in a dark room, close the drapes, and put paint to the glass windows. You know, people, what they do? First they put glass windows, and then put paint over that. So, if you have to put, you put wooden windows so that you need not put paint. Glass windows are put so that you can see through. And then you put paint on that, some blue paint or green paint, so that you cannot see through. Then why to put glass windows? So like that, you put paint on the windows. Putting paint on the window glass panes. It is similar. What I mean is, it's a metaphor. What I have in mind is, you put conflict, the paint of conflict and disharmony on the glass-like mind and convert the transparent mind into opaque mind. That is how the mind becomes opaque. Mind is sattva-guna, means transparent. That is sattva-guna. But we put so much paint over that, like glass pane, it fails to show anything. It loses its sattva character. And so rajas and tamas, tamas is like the paint. So a person sitting in a dark room, drapes closed, the window panes covered with paint, doesn't open the door, sun will not come and request him, come on, I want to enter your room, please open the door. Sun is not going to request him. Sun will not knock on the door. Sun will remain outside only. He won't enter. He is okay even without entering. If you open the door, he will enter. That is how smriti and jnana happen, and they don't happen. Matta smritihi jnana mapohanancha. So smriti jnane bhavataha, or jnana smriti bhavataha, and jnana smriti na bhavataha. That is the apohanam. Then vedaischa sarvaihi ahameva vedyaha. See, there is generally they ask a question. There are four Vedas. What is the difference between them? There may be some structural differences and the details will differ certainly, but every Veda has only one goal. The goal is to bring Ishvara closer to us. So, to help us realize Ishvara, that is the goal of Vedas. So, suppose somebody, he is byhearting Veda, so that he will go to heaven. Means, he missed the entire import of the Vedas. Because Vedas are not meant for going to heaven. Vedas are meant for realizing Brahman, Ishvara as the Atma. సర్వస్య చాహం హృది సన్నివిష్ట దట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు రియలైజ్ అండ్ ది వేద ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్పస్ దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ వేద ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ వేద్య ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు హెల్ప్ యూ టు నో ఈశ్వర ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్ ఆల్ వేదాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ దాట్ బట్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ సపోజ్ వేద ఎవరి వేద ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్ అండ్ సో వేద హ్యాస్ టు బి యూస్డ్ ఫర్ ఓన్లీ వన్ పర్పస్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ యూస్ వేద ఫర్ వరల్డ్లీ పర్పసెస్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ యూ ఇన్హెరిట్ ద కింగ్స్ సోడ్ అండ్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ఫర్ కటింగ్ గ్రాస్ లైక్ దాట్ కింగ్స్ సోడ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ కటింగ్ ది గ్రాస్ ఆర్ కటింగ్ వేస్ట్ పేపర్ కింగ్స్ సోడ్ ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫర్ ఎ హయ్యర్ పర్పస్ సో సిమిలర్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ వేద ఇన్ టు యువర్ హ్యాండ్ దెన్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గోల్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్ దిస్ వేద ఈజ్ ద మీన్స్ ఆర్ ఇట్ మేక్స్ మీ ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ ది షోస్ మీ ది వే టు రీచ్ గాడ్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఈజ్ ది సింగిల్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదాస్ పీపుల్ షుడ్ నో దట్ వేదైశ్చ సర్వైః అహమేవ వేద్యః అండ్ దెన్ ది వేదైశ్చ సర్వైః టేక్ వన్ వేద అండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వేద హ్యాజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గోల్ దట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ ది గోల్ సో అహమేవ వేద్యః యు సీ ఇన్ వేద దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ బ్రాడ్ సెక్షన్స్ దే ఆర్ క్లియర్లీ డిఫైన్డ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ టైట్ కంపార్ట్మెంట్స్ లైక్ దాట్ కర్మ ఫస్ట్ వన్ జ్ఞానం ద థర్డ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఉపాసన ఉపాసన ఈజ్ అ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రిడ్జ్ బిట్వీన్ కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞానం సో ఫ్రమ్ కర్మ యు మే నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డైరెక్ట్లీ గో ఇన్ టు జ్ఞానం ఉపాసన ప్రొవైడ్స్ ది ఇంటర్మీడియరీ లింక్ బిట్వీన్ కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞానం కర్మ ఈజ్ గ్రోస్ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ది వెరీ సటిల్ అండ్ కర్మ ఈజ్ బహిర్ముఖ ఇన్ కర్మ యు ఆర్ బహిర్ముఖ యు ఆర్ లుకింగ్ అవుట్వర్డ్లీ అండ్ ఎంటైర్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఈజ్ డ్రాన్ అవుట్వర్డ్ ఇన్ కర్మ వెరేజ్ ఇన్ జ్ఞానం ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఆపోజిట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అంతర్ముఖ సో యు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు లుక్ విత్ ఇన్ సెర్చ్ విత్ ఇన్ సీక్ విత్ ఇన్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ జ్ఞానం బికాస్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ సో సపోజ్ యు వాంట్ వాటర్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ వాటర్ వాటర్ ఈజ్ అండర్నీత్ ది గ్రౌండ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్ నో నో వాటర్ కెన్ బి కమింగ్ డోంట్ సే లైక్ దట్ దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఈజ్ వాటర్ ఈజ్ అండర్ ది గ్రౌండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అప్ యూ వోంట్ గెట్ వాటర్ ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అరౌండ్ యూ వోంట్ గెట్ ఇట్ యూ డిగ్ యు నో సమ్ పీపుల్ వాట్ దే డూ దే మేక్ స్మాల్ హోల్స్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది ప్లేస్ స్మాల్ హోల్ హియర్ స్మాల్ హోల్ దట్ వే యూ వోంట్ గెట్ వాటర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిగ్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ ఓన్లీ డిగ్ డీపర్ అండ్ డీపర్ అండ్ డీపర్ అండ్ డీపర్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిగ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది హార్ట్ దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఈశ్వర సో ఇన్ వేద దేర్ ఇస్ కర్మ గ్రోస్ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ అంతర్ముఖ అండ్ ఉపాసన ఇట్ ప్రొవైడ్స్ ఎ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ లింక్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ ది పర్సన్ ఎ కర్మ పర్సన్ అవుట్ గోయింగ్ పర్సన్ అవుట్వర్డ్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ఇట్ టీచెస్ హిమ్ ఓకే యూ కీప్ యువర్ కర్మ గోయింగ్ బట్ అకేషనల్లీ లుక్ విత్ ఇన్ లైక్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఉపాసన లుకింగ్ విత్ ఇన్ అకేషనల్లీ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది కర్మ యాజ్ అ స్మాల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది కర్మ అండ్ కర్మాంగ ఉపాసన అండ్ దెన్ టేక్ ఎ లిటిల్ స్టెప్ ఫార్వర్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఉపాసన నౌ నాట్ కర్మాంగ ఎనీమోర్ యూ విల్ బి ఓన్లీ లుకింగ్ విత్ ఇన్ అండ్ ఫైనల్లీ యూ విల్ బి ట్రాన్స్పోర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు జ్ఞానం ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫ్రీ ట్రాన్స్పోర్ట్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు పే ఎనీథింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫ్రీ ట్రాన్స్పోర్ట్ మెడిటేషన్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫ్రీ ట్రాన్స్పోర్ట్ టు డివినిటీ బికాస్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ సో దేర్ఫోర్ ది కర్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మెంట్ ఫర్ ట్రైనింగ్ అండ్ ప్రిపేరింగ్ ది పర్సన్ ఫర్ దట్ గోల్ కర్మ ఈజ్ నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ మేకింగ్ వెల్త్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ కర్మ ఫర్ మేకింగ్ వెల్త్ ఐ రిచువల్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఫర్ మేకింగ్ వెల్త్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ యూజింగ్ ఏ కింగ్స్ సోడ్ ఫర్ షేవింగ్ ది బియర్డ్ ఆర్ సమ్ సచ్ సిల్లీ పర్పస్ దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ దాట్ సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ ఇన్సల్ట్ టు ది కింగ్స్ సోడ్ దట్ యూ యూజ్ టు కట్ రఫ్ పేపర్స్ ఇట్స్ ఎన్ ఇన్సల్ట్ సిమిలర్లీ యూ యూజ్ వేద ఫర్ మేకింగ్ సమ్ మనీ ఆర్ సమ్ వరల్డ్లీ గోల్ సో హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ మ్యారీడ్ అండ్ సో హీ వాంట్స్ వేద టు హెల్ప్ హిమ్ సో దట్ వన్ గర్ల్ అట్లీస్ట్ వన్ గర్ల్ షుడ్ లుక్ అట్ హిమ్ విత్ లవ్ దట్ ఈజ్ హిజ్ గోల్ So some such worldly goals, people have this weakness of the mind. So they have to overcome that weakness of the mind. That is the idea. Sarvaischa vedaihi ahameva vedyaha. So karma. So karma, the karma section is a big section. So the karma section has this goal. This person is a tamoguni. Means he sleeps. Always will be sleeping. Especially when it is time for doing some karma, he finds himself sleeping. Time to do some ritual is morning 5:30 to 6. He has to get up. And for doing ritual, he has to take a bath. You see, this guy was eating some idli was there on the table. He is eating it. Then his mother or sister, elder sister, she came rushing. Oh, you are eating idli? I am preparing dosha also. And so I will give that also. He says, I will eat it after cleaning my mouth. That is what he says. You got the point? So like that, this fellow is sleeping. And tamoguni. He sleeps and eats. And indulges. All tamoguna. Sleep is tamoguna. Eat is tamoguna. Indulgence is moha tamoguna. All the tamoguna. Then Veda comes to him and tells, come on. Avidyaya mrutyun tirtva. Vidyaya mrutam ashnute. This is mrutyu. This tamoguna is mrutyu. Pramadam vai mrutyum aham bravimi. This forgetfulness, this inadvertence, this kind of slothfulness is death it is. Mrutyu. You want to die like that? Don't want to come out of death? Yeah, I would like to come out of death. How can I do that? Avidyaya. Avidya means karma. Karma is called avidya. So do karma. Come on. Veda says, come on. Do karma. Why you sleep like that? You have slept already 5-6 hours. Get up. Do karma. So then he asks, what will I get if I do karma? That is the question he asks. What will I get? Just I am telling you the movement of Veda. Veda is a movement, stepwise, one step to the other, to the other. So what will I get? A Mahatma asked a devotee, chant Rama Nama daily 1,000 times. Then the devotee said, Mahatma Jaya, I will follow your advice and I will do that. By doing that, what will I get? He asked. Then the Mahatma told, I thought you are a devotee, but you prove to be a businessman. That is what the Mahatma told. You know what he says? Yes, I am a businessman. Shameless. That is what he says. Yes, I am a businessman. Then Mahatma told, okay, I withdraw my advice, you go and do your business. So when he asks you to chant Ramanama, you want a result for that? Can't you do something without egoic result? But he cannot. He is a tamoguni. He cannot. So he asks, what will I get out of it? If I do karma, what will I get? Then Veda shows him a candy. In Telugu it is called Thailam. A candy it shows. You will get this candy. You tell me a little more about that candy. The name of the candy is a Swarga. You tell me a little more about that candy. Yeah, you can really enjoy, you can eat a lot without getting stomach pain. And then you can sit in a sofa and watch a dance program while drinking. Oh, that attracts this guy. He's a tamoguni. Okay. So now what should I do? You have to do this ritual. I will do it. He gets up. First, go and take bath in the river. Why river? You have ritual means river bath, it begins. He goes and take bath in the river. Already, avidyaya mrutyum tirtva. So, avidya is put in the place. Avidya means karma. You work for a result, that is avidya. And that helps you to cross the death-like tamoguna. And then in Mimamsa, in Karma Mimamsa Shastra, they asked a question. Will he get that candy or not?
They ask you that question. Because the candy is stolen, it is not given to the guy. He has to do the ritual and it will be given. That is what the promise made. Will he get the candy or not? Mimamsakas did not answer that question for a long time. They did not answer. And at last they have answered. Shall I tell you the answer? He won't get. It is called Gudajivika Nyayam. Because the purpose is not to give him the candy. That is not the purpose. The purpose is to make him give up tamoguna. Avidyaya mrityun tirtva. That's why the kamana is mentioned. It is not that he will get it. If he gets it, he gets for a different reason. So, just because he has got up and took bath, so the swarga and the dancers are waiting for him. Don't think like that. It is just a candy. Mother shows the candy. The child has to take a tablet, medical, not even a tablet, it's a liquid potion which is very bitter. And so the child has to drink it. The child says, I won't drink. I'll give you this candy. He drinks and then she puts it in a dabba and closes it and takes it away. She won't give it. This is called Gudajivika Nyayam. This is how some Mimamsakas have answered. Some Mimamsakas said, no, don't say like that. Let us say he will get the candy. After death he will get, not now. This is how Veda operates. So, in either case, whether the guy gets candy or not, now he is not going to get any candy. So, in either case, the purpose of the Veda is to bring him out of Tamoguna. Now he lands squarely into Rajoguna. And now he is doing all kinds of kamya karmas. And then Shruti comes to him, come on, that Rajoguna is no good, you have to come into Sattvaguna. What is that? You have to give up desire. Karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. So, phale sakto nibadhya, so ayuktah kamakarena, phale sakto nibadhyate. You will be bound. You give up the desire for result. Then I will give up karma also. Don't give up karma. Mate sangostva karmane. Don't give up karma. If you give up karma, you will fall back into tamoguna. Stay in the rajoguna and move forward. Don't fall back. Like the proverbial frog. Don't fall back. Move forward. Come to sattvaguna. In sattvaguna, the motive is pure. Motive is pure, free from devotion, free from desire. That is the purity of the motive. Kamana is the impurity. That is the kalmasham. And so motive is pure. Means that the ritual he will be doing, but without kamana. That is the nitya karma. Called karma yoga. That motive becomes pure now. What is the purity of the motive? Absence of a desire even while performing the ritual, that is the purity. That is the purity. And that purity gets established quite well because you are striving without seeking. Striving without seeking is a big thing it is. And so his heart is pure. And now ready for upasana. I'll give you a sacred name, Sri Rama, you take it, contemplate upon it. What about karma? You have done enough. You can still do. But do this. Take Om Namah Shivaya, contemplate upon it. This is how Veda is taking him forward. From sattva-guna, contemplation is sattva-guna. Then the Veda wants him to go to gunatita. So you become gunatita now. Udasina vadasina. So you are not the mind, you are not the body. You just be a conscious, be awareful. You try this. This is a great meditation. What you do is, you generally, you look at yourself, you are always involved. Suppose something is happening around, you are involved in it. Are you involved or not? You are involved. Something is happening, you are involved. Some election is happening, you are involved. You have got one vote. and you stamp it and drop it in the box, your involvement is over. But you are involved. The candidates may not be that involved. People are more involved. And so that's why you have so many channels, because people are involved. You are involved. See, for a change, see whether you can disengage yourself. Don't involve. Step back. Disengage. Don't disturb anything. Don't manipulate anything. Don't try to change what is. Let them be what they are. It is a flow. Let it flow. Let come what comes, let it come. What goes, let it go. Don't get involved. Just be aware. Don't sleep. If you go to sleep, then you are not involved. That is not what I am saying. Don't go to sleep. Don't get involved. You take back. You disengage yourself. You do it. Don't ask me how. Just do it. Be aware, but not involved. Udasina vadasinaha. That is called gunatita. For becoming gunatita, you need not go to Himavat Parvata or Everest Mount Ever. That is not how you will become gunatita, by going up and up. Gunatita means you sit in your home and see whether you can disengage. Like Padmapatra Mivambhasa. You disengage. And then look at the body. It is very, what I said is the first step only. Then another step, look at the body. You disengage. Just disengage. Whatever the body is, healthy or sick, beautiful or ugly, young or old, doesn't matter. Within the body, there is some good sensation and also some undesirable, some painful sensation within the body. Within the body, cheeks feel very soothing, but back feels a bit itchy. Within the body, these are the sensations. Don't identify with sensations. This is meditation. Be aware of the sensations in a way that you are not connected to the sensation. Padmapatra Mivambhasa. They are not your sensations. They are not you. Just be aware of the sensations. Disengage. And then look at the mind. It's a flow. Let it happen. Let it flow. The way it wants to flow. Let it flow. Don't control it. Don't command it. Don't put an agenda upon it. Don't engage with it. Disengage and let it flow. That is meditation. You will find that you will not know what is unhappiness. Just you have to disengage yourself. You will remain in perpetual peace. And then very interestingly, when you disengage yourself, the responses happen. Responses won't stop. You won't become like a statue. Like it is time for lunch, so response happens. For example, I see time is 12:20, I will close the class. Harati will happen. We'll go and have our lunch and then take a little rest or whatever satsang is there after lunch. So all responses will happen. And then wife wants something, so she gets what she wants. The son, people get what they want. And you go on giving. And whatever comes, you hold on to for a while, only to pass it on. Responses happen. The world will continue. Don't think by just you are disengaging, something will happen to the world. Nothing will happen to the world. It will go. Universe will remain the way it is. It plots on. You want to give a push to you with your shoulders? You are silly. You don't know. It plots on. Disengage. Gunatita. When you are gunatita, you are the divinity. Sa gunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. You are the divinity. This is the movement of Veda. This is how Veda is holds your hand and it takes you. But suppose at the very first step you leave the Veda's hand and sit with the kamya karmas, then you have not understood the purport of Veda. Veda is not interested in making you perform kamya karmas. That is not the goal of Veda. Veda denounces kamya karmas. They are told by Veda only. Veda denounces Kamya Karmas. You see, mother, she wants him to do a good job. Therefore, she puts she gives him some kind of encouragement. And this guy, he stops doing the good karma. He is not interested in doing the good karma. And he wants to hold on to that encouragement. Then mother gets disheartened with the guy and says, to hell with you, go whatever you do. Like this she will say. What else she can do? Because she is not interested in giving this to him. She is interested in uplifting him. He doesn't want to be uplifted. He wants this candy only. So mother gets disappointed with him. The Shruti mother Veda, she gets disappointed with this guy. Because Veda's goal is he should know his own divinity. Atma is Brahma. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyaha. That is the movement of Veda. People have to understand the movement of Veda, how it is operating. So this is how it operates. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Vedanta krit. This Vedanta krit means, Shankara says, Vedanta artha sampradaya krit. You see, Veda krit is Ishvara. Vedanta krit is also Ishvara. Veda krit is Ishvara. The first verse says something like that. Very first verse. What is the first verse? Urdhvamolamadhashakamashvattham prahuravyayam chandam siyasya parnani yastam veda sa veda vit. Okay, veda vit it is. Okay. Here also you find veda videva chaham. So vedanta krit, krit is vit. Here knowledge, you know. For knowledge, doing knowledge is same as knowing knowledge. Something like that. Anyway, Shankara explains it. I have noticed it. Vedanta artha sampradaya krita. You see, I tell you, there is a thing called Veda. And there is a thing called Vedanta. Veda is Veda. Vedanta is what? Putting an end to Veda. Ending Veda. Vedasya antaha. Ending Veda. Veda is a shabda. And Vedanta is ending shabda. When shabda ends, what you go into? Silence. So, shabda is Veda, and the silence that arises when shabda ends, that is also Veda. You see, Veda tells, you get married. You are a young man, so finished the study of Veda, yes. Feel like doing a few karmas? Yes, I want to get married. Dara me syat, come on, get married. And then do karmas, give birth to children. And he takes, these are all advised by the Veda to me, therefore he enters into all that. Then it says, stop doing karmas, take to sannyasa. No, no, you asked me to get married, yeah, I asked you to get married, true. Good that you are an obedient guy, get married, but now I am asking you to give up family. So Veda, which makes this guy into grihastha, makes this guy, it goes after him till he becomes a sannyasi. So it makes him hold on to things, and then it makes him give up things. Both it will do. So Veda is also Ishvara. Vedanta is also Ishvara. So ending the Veda means ending karmas. Ending shabda, so that ending karma, so that you go into jnana, that is Vedanta. Put an end to Veda. Veda is karma. Put an end to that. You go into jnana. Veda is shabda. So you are with shabda, all right. For a long time you are with shabda. Now you go beyond shabda. Jijnasurapi. Shabda brahmati vartate. Where from I got this verse? In 6th adhyaya, jijnyasurapi yogasya, shabda brahmati vartate. This yoga is a dhyana yoga. So one who wants to meditate and go into the kingdom of meditation, even one who has that enthusiasm, he crosses the portals of shabda brahma. Shabda brahma is Veda. Veda in the, Brahma in the form of shabda. శబ్దబ్రహ్మ ఇస్ వేద. హీ క్రాసెస్ వేద అండ్ గోస్ బియాండ్ ద వేద. శబ్దబ్రహ్మ అతివర్తతే. దిస్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది 6th చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఇన్ ముండకోపనిషత్. యూ హ్యావ్ ఏ వెరీ సిమిలర్ మంత్ర. దేర్ ఫార్ వేదాంత మీన్స్ శబ్దబ్రహ్మ అతివర్తతే. సి యూ రీడ్ బుక్స్ టు బిగిన్ విత్ ఓన్లీ టు స్టాప్ రీడింగ్ బుక్స్ అండ్ గో బియాండ్ ది బుక్స్. బుక్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బికమ్ ఏ ప్రిజన్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ టేకింగ్ మెడిసిన్ ఓన్లీ టు స్టాప్ టేకింగ్ మెడిసిన్. మెడిసిన్ అంతం, దట్స్ వై టేక్ మెడిసిన్. బట్ ఇన్ మోడర్న్ టైమ్స్ దే థింక్ దిస్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇన్సూరెన్స్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్రగ్స్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ దిస్? యూ టేక్ మెడిసిన్ ఓన్లీ టు టేక్ సమ్ మోర్ మెడిసిన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో కంటిన్యూ టు టేక్ సమ్ మోర్ మెడిసిన్ టిల్ ద లాస్ట్ బ్రెత్. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది మోడల్. దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ రాంగ్ ఇన్ దట్ మోడల్. ది మోడల్ షుడ్ బి టేక్ మెడిసిన్ సో దట్ యూ స్టాప్ టేకింగ్ మెడిసిన్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ మెడిసిన్ ఈజ్ టేకెన్ నాట్ టు టేక్ మెడిసిన్ ఫర్దర్, మెడిసిన్ ఈజ్ టేకెన్ టు స్టాప్ టేకింగ్ మెడిసిన్. కర్మాస్ ఆర్ పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ టు స్టాప్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ కర్మాస్, నాట్ టు పెర్ఫార్మ్ కర్మ హోల్ లైఫ్. దట్ ఈస్ బంధ ఇట్ ఈస్. యు ఆర్ ఎ డూయర్, బంధ ఇట్ ఈస్. కర్మాస్ ఆర్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ టు స్టాప్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ కర్మాస్. ఈవెన్ ఉపాసన ఇస్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ టు స్టాప్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఉపాసన. శబ్ద ఇస్ పర్ష్యూడ్ టు స్టాప్ పర్ష్యూయింగ్ శబ్ద. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత. దట్ ఈస్ వేదాంత. మేబీ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ దిస్ మీనింగ్, బట్ టుడే యూ టేక్ దిస్ మీనింగ్. వేదాంత కృత్ ఐ ఆమ్ ది వన్ హూ టేక్స్ యూ, హూ టేక్ యూ, హూ టేక్స్ యూ టు ది ఫ్రాంటియర్స్ ఆఫ్ వేద అండ్ దెన్ బియాండ్. అండ్ దెన్ ఐ ఆమ్ ది వన్ హూ మేడ్ దిస్ విజ్డమ్ పాసిబుల్ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ. సంప్రదాయ, సంప్రదాయ యు మే ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ ట్రెడిషన్, బట్ జనరల్లీ పరంపర ఇస్ ది ట్రెడిషన్. కరెక్ట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ ఎ లాట్. కరెక్ట్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రాన్స్లేట్. ఎనీవే పరంపర ఇస్ ఎ ట్రెడిషన్, ద లీనియేజ్ ద ట్రెడిషన్. సంప్రదాయ ఈజ్ సమ్యక్ ప్రధానం సంప్రదాయ, దట్ ఈస్ ది వర్డ్. సో ద విజ్డమ్ వాట్ శ్రీకృష్ణ డిడ్ టు అర్జున, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సంప్రదాయ. ఇఫ్ యూ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ ట్రెడిషన్, దిస్ పాయింట్ యూ మే మిస్. బికాస్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ శ్రీకృష్ణ టోల్డ్ అర్జున? వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్? వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ హీ గేవ్ టు అర్జున? హీ గేవ్ విజ్డమ్, నాలెడ్జ్ హీ గేవ్ టు అర్జున. నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ట్రెడిషనల్. ట్రెడిషనల్ మీన్స్ టైమ్ బౌండ్. నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ట్రెడిషనల్. నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్లెస్. న్యూటన్స్ లా ఆఫ్ గ్రావిటేషన్, ఇజ్ ఇట్ ట్రెడిషనల్? ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ట్రెడిషనల్. ఇన్ ఎ గివెన్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఎ ఫిజిక్స్ టీచర్ టెల్స్ అండ్ ది స్టూడెంట్ నోస్. దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ అండర్స్టూడ్, దట్ ఈస్ దేర్. బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావింగ్ అప్రిషియేట్ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్, యూ షుడ్ ఆల్సో అప్రిషియేట్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్లెస్. నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్లెస్. సపోజ్ యూ ఆర్ చాంటింగ్ గాయత్రి మంత్ర, ఆర్ యూ ట్రెడిషనల్? ఎస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో నో. యు ఆర్ విత్ ది విజ్డమ్ విచ్ ఈస్ టైమ్లెస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ జర్నీ ఇన్ ఎ టైమ్లెస్ జర్నీ ఇన్ ఎ పాత్లెస్ ల్యాండ్. అల్టిమేట్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ కన్ఫైన్ ఇట్ టు ఎ ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ సర్టన్ మెథడ్ విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ మచ్ టైమ్ బౌండ్. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ కన్ఫైన్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్. సో ది వస్తు ఈజ్ బియాండ్ ఆల్ సచ్ మెథడ్స్ అండ్ ఫార్ములాస్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ ఫార్ములా టు బి హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్. ఆత్మజ్ఞానం ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాపర్టీ టు బి ఇన్హెరిటెడ్ ఆర్ టు బి హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్. యు హ్యావ్ టు డిస్కవర్ ది ట్రూత్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్. నోబడీ కెన్ గివ్ యూ ది ట్రూత్. పీపుల్ కెన్ ఓన్లీ పాయింట్అవుట్ ద ట్రూత్ టు యూ. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సంప్రదాయ, సంప్రదానం, సమ్యక్ ప్రధానం సంప్రదాయ. ది నార్మల్ ట్రెడిషనల్ మీనింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రెడిషన్ యూ ఆల్రెడీ నో ఇట్. Therefore, I did not pay much attention to that in view of time also. I tried to give you a kind of a break from the routine. That is what I tried to give. I hope you appreciate that. So, Vedanta Krit, Vedavide Vachaham, Vedavit, certainly not the recitation with. So, Shankara, Vedartha Vit. because he is afraid. Vedavit means just a recitation and keep quiet. Not like that. Vedarthavit. Veda is Vedartha. So the one who knows Vedartha, that scholar, that Brahmana, Vidyavanaya Sampanna Brahmana, is indeed my own vibhuti. It is me, myself. Anyway, I am glad that we have finished this verse. You may want to say one time, Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishtaha matta smurtir jnanam apohanancha vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyaha vedanta kradveda videva chaham vāvimau puruṣau loke kṣaraścākṣara evacā kṣaras sarvāni bhūtāni kūtastho kṣara ucchyate om pūrṇamadah pūrṇamidam pūrṇāt pūrṇamudacchyate Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Guru Namaha Om Shri Guru Namaha